Now, would you like to make any observations to this point?
Yeah, actually, I'd like to make some observations about the person you're talking to. Now, I know it's on tape, so you can't see what Kevin's doing. But as you're explaining things to him, because you've already built up this rapport with him, his eyes never leave you at any moment. They're just locked on you. And that tells you that, okay, this guy actually cares about what he's talking about. If I can read your mind.
And this is Kevin listening to me.
This is Kevin listening to you.
And it is common where at this point in the conversation, someone won't, I mean, sometimes it looks like they don't even blink. And so this is where I need to slow down. And I know they're listening. I know they have their attention, so I can explain things in more depth than if they're not really engaged with the eye contact. I may take shorter cuts through it to get to the point.
Right. Yeah. If they're not looking at you at all during this point, they're not listening.
Yeah. And if I can tell they're not, if they've checked out, I'm like, hey, thanks a lot for your time, and I'd like you to have this track.
Right. But whereas with Kevin here, his eyes were locked on you. He barely moved at all, except for the fidgeting with the coin, which is a great idea, because it gives him something to hang on to, gives him something to do with his hands, so he's not dancing around, shifting his weight. And a coin is something you can just have in this hand, and it'll get rid of the need to fidget, while he can direct his entire concentration on what you're saying. Because any uneasiness he has with this is taken out with that coin.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, sometimes
is that about right?
Yeah, that is. Yeah. I like it that I can, when I'm like listening to something, I always have like a pencil or in this case, I have the coin, I can just kind of flick around.
And if you didn't have that, you might be a little more uncomfortable shifting a little. Would you do that normally as a person?
Yeah.
I'd be sitting to touch.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Different ways, like every 2 seconds, I'd probably be shifting my weight somewhere.
But am I right that while you're watching him, you can tell that he actually cares about what he's saying? Is that because that's what Kevin's body language of just being totally absorbed? You can tell that he's totally absorbed by he relaxed himself into a comfortable position. It wasn't, you know, that he's here for the long haul. He's getting comfortable. And his eyes just stay right on you.
And that helps me be more comfortable, too, where I'm able to unpack things more because of your eye contact. It builds my confidence then as well as I'm talking. Shall we continue on?
Please.
Okay.